This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, my understanding is that plagues of mice are infrequent in Australia, but when you have them, they're pretty devastating. Is that right?
Yeah, that about sums it up. Because the scale of the agriculture here, especially in the outback, is absolutely enormous. You know, if you've got 5,000 acres of land out in that country, then that's considered a postage stamp size of a block. So it's really, really common for farms to be hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres of land. And some of it is flat, arable land, where one farmer will have hundreds of thousands of acres of flat, arable land in the middle of the outback where he grows hay or he grows, wheat. Usually it's hay or wheat. Sometimes it's barley. But, yeah, this is it. And this is what goes on out there. And people think of the outback as being a very dry place. And, yes, it is. But in the winter, when you do get rain out there, then it can be really, really, really fertile. And a lot of people would be really surprised to see how green and lush it can be at certain times of the year. And other times of the year, it's a desert. You know, and it tends to swing from being absolutely gorgeous, green, lush, fertile country to just barren, just rocks. This is it, and just soil and just nothing. And this is the contrast that Australia has. I don't think that America really has that as sort of a standard natural way of the landscape being. I know that you have dust bowls in certain parts of your country, but I don't think that you have hundreds of thousands of acres of farms, and some of them are a million acres. Some of these stations are a million acres out in the outback, and they actually have to use helicopters to get around their own properties. That's how big they are. Does that make sense? And you can't control mice on a landscape of that size, and a hay crop of that size. I think that's why it's become a problem, and they go through cycles. And they are breeding a lot at the moment. Even here, sometimes I'll get a pregnant mouse and she'll give birth inside the trap, and she'll have six or eight babies with her inside the mouse trap. And of course, they all die because they have to. That's just a reality of life. But, the fact that they're having at the moment six or eight babies at a time, and she'll take 3 weeks to raise those, and mice copulate on the same day that they give birth, so they're always pregnant. Female mice are always pregnant. And she'll give birth 3 weeks after she's, given birth the last time. And there's another six or eight baby mice. And in that 3 weeks, she has weaned her little baby mice up to the stage where they can lived their own little independent little mouse lives. And that's how it is with mice. They are phenomenally fast in their breeding cycle. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, that's why they use them for experiments, because they breed so quickly and they can see the results of the tests that they have on them on the new babies. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is they're cheap, and another reason is they're small and they don't eat a lot. But I was thinking about why you're having this problem. Now, typically, my understanding is that mice like moisture. So if you have more moisture, you have a more ideal situation for breeding more mice. Is that what happened in Australia? All of a sudden you had a lot of rain?
They have had a pretty good year up there. Yeah, so I would say that they have had a lot of rain. But normally what happens is then they get so much rain that it floods, and it floods them all out, and that's the end of the mouse plague, but it's also the end of the farmer's crop. So then you go into a position of famine anyway, and by famine I mean famine in the stall, which is hay shortage. We had a hay shortage a couple of years ago, and it was terrible. There was no hay to be had anywhere, and I had a horse at the time, and it was absolutely heartbreaking for me getting enough hay to keep this horse fed. And I ended up feeding him on chaff, and it ended up costing me about $80 a week in chaff to feed him. That's a blend of alfalfa chaff and oaten chaff. So, but that's a side issue. Getting back to the rodents, when you've had a real bumper crop, they breed up, because if they get more food, they have more babies. If they don't get so much food, they don't have so many babies. That's just how it is. They adjust their ovulation to the amount of food that there is. And if you've had a really, really good year, then you're going to get a lot of mice. A lot of farmers in this country, they store their grain in vast covered piles, okay, rather than putting it into silos. If they have it in silos, it's got a better chance of not getting contaminated by mice. The silos are expensive, so what a lot of farmers do, you know, the bollard barrier type things that they might use in places like, I don't know, Portland, Oregon, and, Minneapolis, St. Paul, to keep the livestock corralled. I'm joking there, okay? But you know the sort of bollards that I mean? They fill them with sand, or they fill them with concrete, and they keep the streets blocked off. Well, they have a similar device to that, except they're white instead of being, I don't know, orange or whatever. But you fill them with your sand, or you fill them probably with if you're going to be using them with grain, you probably want to fill them with sand rather than water. But you put them in an oval shape, and then you pile the grain inside them, and then you put a big tarpaulin across the top of them in a frame, and that is a cheap method of storage for grains in Australia, rather than farmers making silos, because silos are expensive. And if you've got a big crop, then you'll need somewhere to put it, and that's what they do. Or the bollards might be made out of concrete. But they're harder to move and harder to store, and probably more expensive. So a lot of the farmers, they just use these white plastic bollards. They're really easy for mice to get into. The mice haven't got a problem with getting into those at all. And I think that the farmers that are storing their grain that way are having more problems with mice rather than farmers that have actually got silos on their land. Does that make sense?
It really does. And, you know, around here there are a lot of silos, but they're not being used. And, you know, they were built when people had a little bit more money. Farmers are absolutely broke now. And you see these old silos built probably in the, I'm thinking the 1920s, maybe the 1930s. And the dome roof has failed, and it's missing now. And now they're just these tubes, these hollow tubes made out of concrete that just go vertically in the air. I'd love to have one here on our farm. I wish we did, but we don't. And make a great place to climb and look out and store grain. And it'd be really a neat thing to have, but frankly, we don't have one. There are some farms that do, but they're not being used. And I guess the farming technique has changed here in our neck of Missouri. So, and they're very expensive, as you mentioned. Difficult to build and expensive to build. But do you see the mice problem causing disease as well as it did during the Middle Ages?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because mice haven't changed, and the diseases that they carry haven't changed. And by that, I mean they carry typhus, they carry bubonic plague, and they carry all sorts of other, you know, weird and wonderful diseases. But those two, typhoid and the bubonic plague, are the two that immediately spring to mind. You don't want to have large quantities of mice around on your place. And the other thing that they do is when they poop and pee in the hay, often the livestock will not eat that hay, you know, because it smells. Mice have a very, very particular smell. And anyone who's been around mice, I used to have pet mice as a kid. And my mum was a retired farmer, and she couldn't stand them. She made them live in the laundry, but my sister gave them to me as a present, so she couldn't get rid of them. But when they died, she said, right, no more mice. She couldn't stand the smell. She was a retired farmer from West Australia. And but this is how I learned a lot about mouse biology this way. And they stink. They really, really stink. And they taint food with their feces and their urine, even just with their smell. You don't want to eat, and your animals don't want to eat anything that's had mice around it, because it really just smells bad, you know. And this is true. The cattle and the horses as well, and the sheep, and whatever other animals, but nothing wants to have anything to do with mice. There's somehow they sense that the smell is associated with disease, and nobody has to tell them that. Nobody has to tell the cows that. Nobody has to tell the horses that. But if they are hungry, they might, but then they might get sick from eating that hay. You know, it's sort of like a lose-lose situation. So if they don't eat the hay, then they begin to starve, they lose weight, and then you've got a problem there. But if they do eat it, then they risk getting sick from it. So you've got to feed them something, and they probably will end up eating the tainted hay. But that's a risk associated with that, and, you know, livestock can get things like typhoid as well, and it'll kill them as surely as it will kill us. Does that make sense?
It's feed and food of last resort for the animals. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I know that mice don't like the smell of ammonia or naphthalene, which is mothballs, or chili, or peppermint. I know that. But I also think they don't like the smell of Dial Gold soap. This is not a slam on Dial soap. It's just something that I believe there's a link between the absence of mice and the presence of Dial Gold soap. And so I have learned when I wanted to buy engine oil, I wanted to buy some 5W30. And I was told that even though I have a farm and even though I am going to use it in farm equipment, I could not get that sales tax exempt because I could put it in an automobile. So because I was taught that by the government and by a store that sells and collects, sells motor oil and collects taxes, sales taxes for the corrupt state of Missouri, since they taught me that, by extension, the use of Dial soap, which would not be considered tax exempt for personal use, but it seems to me that it would be tax exempt if I'm using it as a rodent repellent. Okay? So since I can't, since I was prohibited from buying oil, engine oil, that could be used in a gasoline powered car, and not be tax exempt, by the same kind of logic, I should be able to buy Dial Gold soap, which I believe repels mice, and I distribute it around our farm. So people probably, you know, if they come see, maybe they won't, but if, you know, if we did have a tour of the farm, they could see that we have Dial Gold soap in the trunks of vehicles that are being used less frequently, the farm equipment that's being used less frequently, hay balers, etc. You know, where we want to keep tractors under the hood of tractors, etc., where we want to keep mice away. Gwyneth, do you have any thoughts on the scent that mice don't like and my use of Dial soap to keep them away? Because it sure seems like it's working.
I've never heard of the soap, but I believe that it probably would. They don't like dog urine, they don't like cat urine, obviously. And I don't think they like human urine. But, you know, that's just, if you have a particular problem in a particular area like a chicken pen, maybe you want to put some, or train your dogs to lift their leg against the chicken pen somehow, or put human urine around the chicken pen, and that will probably also have the effect of deterring foxes too, because they don't like dog urine and they don't like human urine either. So, but that would be worth a try. But I would to, in this broadcast today as well, just discuss what people ought to do with their money, because that was an interesting discussion that you and Rich had yesterday. Yeah.
What was your reaction to my comment about bail money?
I think that that is a very worthwhile thing to consider, to be able to have that amount of fiat currency on hand. And I don't generally have that amount of fiat currency on hand, but I've been arrested a few times, and it's not a very pleasant experience. And the way that the bail is arranged here, there's generally not a bond unless you're a real risk in some manner. So they generally just release you. But you have a bail, and if you abscond, then they believe that they have the right to come and get you if they find out where you are. And they are generally pretty brutal at that stage. So the Australian police have got a bad reputation for a good reason. They're really not good people, you know. And it actually makes me angry when I hear particular people saying, oh, the police are really good people, you know, they've got a really hard job to do, and there's just a few bad apples in the barrel. That actually now makes me angry when I hear that, and I'm likely to lose my temper and start, maybe not shouting, but maybe getting a really hostile sort of expression on my face and just getting
ready. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Derek Chauvin, the fired Minneapolis officer who killed George Floyd, could spend up to 40 years in prison after his sentence in 8 weeks. The average prison sentence on this charge for a defendant like Chauvin, who has no prior criminal record, is 12 and a half years. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked after the conviction and will remain in jail up to sentencing. The Senate voted 98-2 on Tuesday to confirm Lisa Monaco as Deputy Attorney General for the Justice Department, making her the agency's second highest ranking official. Monaco has experience with cybersecurity issues and is expected to assist with the Biden administration's response to recent cyber attacks against the federal government and U.S. companies. Apple will bring back social media app Parler back to its App Store after the iPhone maker pulled it earlier this year, citing radical Americans were using the app to communicate. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
An Ohio state park is looking into changing its name. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. President Trump carried Trumbull County in the 2020 election with nearly 55% of the vote. Critics of the bill questioned taking the effort to make the change with so many other pressing issues in the state, as well as the $300,000 in the bill that would be allocated to changing the park signage.
Cortland, Ohio is between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. SpaceX is getting ready to launch its fifth high-flying Starship from its Texas rocket facilities. A version of this mega spaceship is set to become NASA's next moon lander, the vehicle that could put boots on the lunar surface for the first time since 1972. Starship Serial Number 15, or SN15, is the latest of a series of spaceship prototypes that SpaceX is launching up to 6 miles above Boca Chica, Texas. The first two prototypes that soared to high altitude, SN8 and SN9, slammed into the landing pad at high speed and exploded immediately. The third, SN10, landed in one piece but blew up 10 minutes later. The fourth, SN11, exploded in midair as it relit its engines for landing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So back to you.
Hello. We got cut off by the ads. The police. You know, Derek Chauvin, they mentioned him in the bottom of the hour news. I had a thought as I was listening to this. Now, I believe that he suffered from a kangaroo court, okay? And kangaroo courts should never happen, but they do happen. He has been hung, drawn, and quartered figuratively and in a star chamber. So, because that George Floyd had enough fentanyl running around in his system to kill three men, and that's what actually killed him. the fact that he was a drug dealer, and when Derek Chauvin pulled him over, he just downed the lot, down the gullet, into his stomach, and that's what killed him. He swallowed his supply. And, yeah, that you know, I wonder if Derek Chauvin is now regretting the day when he donned a stupid outfit and carried an umbrella and wielded a baseball bat and put it through a retail window. It sure looked like him. I'm not saying that it was Derek Chauvin, but I'm sure everybody remembers that particular little piece of film footage. That was what started the riots in Minneapolis with some guy. He put a mask on and some goggles, and he had a stupid outfit on, and he was carrying an umbrella and a baseball bat. And he put the baseball bat randomly, or was it a hammer? A hammer or a baseball bat or something? And he just randomly put it through some retail windows and just to get things started. And it's because of that baying mob that this kangaroo court has been thought necessary. So probably now he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail for a riot that he started. So in a way, it's kind of poetic justice. So, but I don't know if anybody else remembers that. I know that the vast majority, I'm not talking about the broadcast classroom necessarily, but the vast majority of the population have got the memory, a worse memory than a goldfish. So they might not remember that particular little piece of film footage of the guy, but you remember it, don't you? The film with the umbrella, the guy with the umbrella, and
walking
the guy
around the corner
with the mask, and he was, that's right. Just putting a hammer or a baseball bat or something through those retail windows just to get the riot started.
But my take, it's
been over a year.
My take might be a little bit different. I think that that was a prime example of usurping authority and police brutality. That's my take on what happened to George Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
I think that... Okay.
It's a complicated situation, but I think that he was sat on, and that didn't help him. Okay, but that wasn't the only problem that he had. So I think that it was actually the fentanyl that killed him, but the fact that he had this cop sitting on him didn't help. I don't think that was such a good idea, especially putting a knee on the carotid artery when a guy is having a drug overdose on the ground underneath you is probably not what you should do if someone's having a drug overdose.
Well, and also, George Floyd was handcuffs behind his back, as my research tells me. So he's handcuffed, and there were at least four cops there, four to one. George Floyd was on the ground, and it seemed like, who teaches these things? Who teaches that, okay, here's what we do. We wear these blue and black uniforms. We have all these tools, you know, 18-round magazines. Got one in the chamber. We have nightsticks, billy clubs, two-way radios. We've got tear gas, shotguns, tasers. At body armor, etc. And so here's what we do. We will take somebody down, we'll put them on the ground, and then what we do is we put our knee on their neck. Who teaches that? Who approves that? And so I believe that if those tactics are used against the villagers when not necessary, and I can't imagine why someone would have to do it for all those minutes until death, like Derek Chauvin did, I think that the entire police department management should be dismantled, starting with the police chief, all the way down to the guys who teach this and practice these techniques, and then going up toward the mayor, and inclusive of the mayor and the city manager and those people, because these are policies. You know, why did we do this? Well, it's our policy, right? Who approved the policy? Who approved it? What does the mayor do? Does the mayor sit isolated and insulated from all of these policies? Does anybody have a meeting with the mayor to bring him up to speed or her up to speed? Of course they do. So the mayor is part of the problem. So what I think that should happen in cases like this is the mayor gets thrown out of office without pension. And so does everybody else in corporate management of the police department. That's what I think should happen. Because
yeah.
It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
Yeah. I actually have an answer, okay, for the problems that you're having all across the world with out-of-control criminal cartels and out-of-control police. I think that the police ought to be disbanded everywhere and that everybody ought to be encouraged to go out and procure a firearm. And if that happened, it would be a bloodbath for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then everybody would settle down and you would have no crime problems. That is my opinion.
What you're talking about,
and
what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about the purge.
Worldwide, mate.
Yeah, but you're also talking about the purge. Have you seen that television series?
I haven't. Unfortunately.
Okay. Let me just give you a thumbnail sketch of The Purge. So this was a television series. And lawlessness was allowed for a day. One day. And you could use weapons of your choice. You could use a knife, a club, mace, a stick, a shotgun, a pistol, a revolver, a rifle, a semi-automatic weapon, a full automatic weapon. But you couldn't use nuclear weapons. And you couldn't discharge any anger toward the government or the police. So the government was exempt from the purge. But, you know, if you didn't like your neighbor, that's no problem. You could go attack them. And it was all sanctioned by the government for one day. And what you're talking about is if everybody's armed, there would be a purge. There would be a purge. There'd be fewer politicians walking around at the end of the day or the period that, you know, the couple of weeks that this this violence would continue for. And enemies would be fighting enemies. And people who have been in the corporate roles, who have taken advantage of people, sheriffs who have lost their houses for sheriff sales on the courthouse steps, the tax assessor who has assessed improperly taxes and people have lost their properties, their farms, etc. The people who have voted for oppressive laws, all of these things, all of these people would be targets during this purge. Even though the TV series says that, you know, the government was, you know, you couldn't go after government. I have a feeling that what you're talking about would result in a long period of peace, because after the bad element, whatever that might be, was eliminated during, we'll call it the purge. After that has been eliminated, people would say, well, everybody's got a gun and, you know, we better be nice to each other and let's be more polite because we buried a lot of people. There's a lot of blood everywhere. And this is worldwide. Yeah. There'd be blood worldwide. And that is exactly what happened in Europe for, you know, when we had kings and queens. King got a little out of control. He was executed. And so was the queen. And family members of royalty executed each other over power plays. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. And, for example, Elizabeth I didn't behead as many people as Henry VIII, her father, but she did behead Lady Jane Grey and Mary, Queen of Scots, and she executed her sister, Queen Mary. And that was, they were all competitors to the throne. And when she realized that they were competitors to the throne, she thought she'd better deal with it, and she had them all executed. and that's what happened. But the funny thing is that the children of Mary, Queen of Scots, were not executed, and Elizabeth I never had children, and it ended up that the descendants of Mary, Queen of Scots, ended up on the throne of England, and they are the ancestors of our current royal family. So it was kind of, you know, karma bites. Like I said, karma has come to get Derek Chauvin. It's like you couldn't have written that into a book. Nobody would have believed you. They would have said that's a stupid plot. We're rejecting it. You know, to say that Derek Chauvin, and I mean, I'm saying that it was a fellow who looked an awful lot like him, practically identical to him. When you took the mask and the goggles away, then you would have had some guy who was uncannily similar to Derek Chauvin, you know, walking around with carrying an umbrella and a hammer, smashing some windows to get a riot started. You know, and now, you know, he's, and after he killed a guy, you know, and so yes, he had a kangaroo court. Yes. George Floyd did have massive amounts of fentanyl in his system, but getting sat on and having a knee put on your neck didn't help George Floyd. Okay, so it is a complicated situation, and I'm trying my best to get both sides of it here. And I think that Derek Chauvin is going to spend the rest of his life in jail, and I think that he probably should. It's just messy. But I think that there's really no need for police departments at this stage, that they operate as criminal cartels. They deal drugs, they kidnap children, they accost people on the side of the road and demand money out of them, and they, they do unwarranted searches of people's motor vehicles, and if they see something they like, they're going to take it home. So, for instance, if you're coming home from the market, you've got $1,000, they're going to take that $1,000.
Yeah, it's called evidence. Evidence. We'll be right back with Gwyneth. And, class, we do not support or encourage any of this violence against anyone. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Because I want to make this absolutely perfectly clear, Gwyneth and I do not condone the violence that we have discussed that was the outcome of kings and queens and royalty foisting the oppression that they used on their people. Okay, the result was violence, death, murder, etc. So we do not condone the violence that may ensue as a result of people just losing their tempers with what the government has done, or the governments all over the world. We don't condone that. We are not recommending it. We are not suggesting it. We're not advocating it. But I do want to say this, that there is a Democrat congresswoman by the name of Maxine Waters, and recently she said, quote, "Stay on the street and get more confrontational," end quote, if a guilty verdict was not returned in the Derek Chauvin trial regarding the death of George Floyd. So she said, stay on the street, and she also said, get more confrontational. Let me tell you what the definition, according to Merriam-Webster, is about the word confrontational, an adjective. Here are some of the synonyms: aggressive, argumentative, assaultive, belligerent, brawly, combative, contentious, discordant, disruptious, gladiatorial, militant, quarrelsome, scrappy, and warlike. That's what the synonyms for the word confrontational are. That's what the word means, warlike. So it takes a congressperson to say, become warlike. We're not saying it here at USA Prepares. We're not saying that. Gwyneth's not saying it. I'm not saying it. But Maxine Waters is. And was she censured for it? No. No. There was a vote, and it seems like Congress thinks it's okay to say things like that. So there are two sets of rules. There's one for us, And there's a completely different set for them, the rulers of the planet. Gwyneth, I have a question for you about Harry and Meghan. And about, well, over a year ago I mentioned that I thought that Meghan could be the force, and I'm paraphrasing my own words, of the takedown of the monarchy. It seems like that really could happen, right?
Yeah, you're not the only one saying that anymore. There's been other people saying it as well that I've heard on other broadcasts that have been saying this woman's destroying the royal family. I believe that Prince William will be the king and that he will be the king fairly soon, because I had a dream where I met with Princess Diana. And she said that Wills needs to prepare himself to be the king. And that was a number of years ago now. But time moves differently in heaven than what it does here. And I believe that the Queen has been secretly ill for a number of years simply for the fact that she's so old. And that she's probably being kept going by the blood of young children, if you want to believe the rumours. I don't know whether to believe them or not. I'm not saying she is or isn't, but, you know, that's the sort of talk that's being bantered around. And what she does with the blood of the young children, I don't know. You know, leave that up to everybody's imagination. But, you know, this is it. She's, now that her husband has died, probably she's going to not live very long, I would say. And she's not a young person anymore either. That means that Will be the king. I think, though, that Harry and Meghan are posing a serious threat to the stability of the royal family. And I don't know. I think that maybe Prince William might give his brother a very serious talking to, you know, and told to basically pull his tail into line and start behaving himself, start acting like a grown-up instead of some adolescent simp, which is basically how he's been behaving, who allows himself to be bossed around by his wife. And, you know, maybe that's a very old-fashioned way of speaking. Simp means simpering, by the way. And simpering means a man who behaves in an overly effeminate way in order to win favour with the fairer sex. That is the definition of simpering. And it's a very ancient word, but it has this modern incarnation called simp. And you can go on the internet and see video clips of simp. Just go into YouTube and type in the word simp, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, question. That's the end of the broadcast, and we didn't even get to talk about farming. Yes.
Quick question. Is simpering something that gay men do in order to appeal to women?
Yeah. And also other men. Yes, it's behaving in a very...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.